You know, I was also thinking when you were talking about predictors of treatment benefit to targeted therapy, in terms of the vexing problem of predictors of benefit of immunotherapy, you mentioned tumor mutation burden, PD-L1. Any personal pet hypotheses about where this might end?
So there's some nice data that I think I've started to see presented in some studies. I've seen Naya Rizvi present some of this, is, you know, take your population who is PD-L1 positive, but then the easiest way to now fragment it is based on the presence and the pattern of infiltration of CD8 positive lymphocytes. Because now we know there's a group of people who have no TILs, or the others are there and they're clustered at the edge of the tumor, or others where they're in there but not doing anything. And these undoubtedly are telling us something about the biology and other checkpoints that may be involved. And I think that's how we're going to need to present these as the very first thing. And we wrote a paper with Keith Kerr, who's a pathologist in Aberdeen in Scotland. And, you know, maybe this is his bias, but he was like, there's so much more we could do with just sort of basic immunohistochemistry to actually sort of define these into different groups because they look different down the microscope.
That's really interesting.